Models, Models, and Models. Published 1 November 2009. A capital M model, the real deal. Time to deal with a pet peeve of mine. And don't worry, I used to do this all the time 2-3 years ago, so I'm not here to judge, just educate. Between guys, a lot is thrown around about hooking up with models. Guys post about it on boards, we see it in people's marketing, they brag about it to their friends, etc. This sounds really good and awesome on paper, especially if you've never been with a really hot chick, but it gets on my nerves. It's time to distinguish between models, models, and models. We'll start at the third one and work our way up. Models, this is 90% of the models you run into in bars and clubs. The girl who says, oh, I used to model some, or I do a little modeling on the side. What this translates into, she's the prettiest one of her friends, all of which said she should try modeling. So whether to make a little extra cash in like $30 or to stroke her ego, she gave it a go. She found an equally inexperienced and desperate photographer who also wants to break into the industry to take headshots of her, make her a little portfolio to show around, and that's about it. Half of these girls never even sent their portfolio to an agency or auditioned for a show. They just have some hot poses and a couple headshots, and now for the rest of their lives they can talk about their modeling phase and how it was lame and not worth the trouble and they had better things to do. Really, any semi-attractive girl can qualify for a model. Basically, if you're pretty enough that an ambitious photographer, most likely a young, horny guy, won't say no to you, then you could be a model and drop it into your conversations with horny single guys for the next 8 years. Unfortunately, this is where most of the "I hooked up with a model last summer," or "she's so hot, she used to model" stories come from. Again, I'm guilty as charged 2-3 years ago. I know that a lot of the marketing and hype of the PUA industry is based off girls like this too. It's ironic actually, these girls hype themselves to us and then we hype ourselves to each other. All just so some startup photographers can get a couple easy lays with girls desperate for attention. I've probably been with 6-8 girls like this, half of whom I didn't believe for a second when they told me they modeled. You'd actually be surprised how many girls fall into this category, even a lot that aren't that hot. Models, lowercase m, models actually went a step further. They sent their portfolios out, they actually strutted in a couple shows, maybe their picture was actually used in a local magazine or on some club flyer or something. Still, these girls were never full-time professional. Regardless, this is the clear cutoff for this girl is legit hot. Don't care how small time the show is, but you don't walk a runway if you're less than an 8.5. Unfortunately, the vast majority of these girls get stuck here and get very frustrated. 9 out of 10 never graduate from the small-time fashion shows you see in secondhand markets or doing lame promotional spots for advertisements for vacuum cleaners or something lame like that. Some of these girls end up in the Maxim Hometown Honeys section or Playboy's college issue or becoming cheerleaders for sports teams. These girls are usually the ones who have legitimate dreams of making it big, whether it's in magazines or acting or whatever, as they've put a lot of time and effort into getting these gigs. Even the ones who do make a full-time gig out of it and get to travel the NYC Miami LA circuit a couple times never make it big, though. By the time they're 24 or so, they're getting over the hill and that's when they give it up. A lot of these girls take out their frustrations by becoming top-shelf strippers. Isn't that an oxymoron? Go-go dancers, promo girls for large events, not those cheesy shot girls you see, moving to Vegas, shit like that. The money is just too easy for them in those vocations compared to the dog-eat-dog modeling world, capital M. These girls are also pretty sparse. Unless you live in NYC, Miami, or Vegas, you probably won't see more than 1-2 per weekend out, and that's assuming you go to the top clubs. I've only hooked up with 2 of these girls in my life. I've been back in Boston for 2 weeks, and in the 5-6 nights I've gone out, I can't recall seeing a single girl of this caliber, 9+. That's the reasoning you can assume a lot of the "I banged this model chick" marketing hype posts are BS. It's the simple fact that it's hard to find these girls. Unless the guy lives in NYC or Miami and I know he's good with women, I probably won't believe him. Models, models with a capital M. These are your legit, real-life 10s, the women you see in Vogue, Axe ads, Abercrombie posters. These are legit full-time models, bringing in solid money, traveling the world circuit between NYC, Paris, Milan, and Asia. They're regularly courted by millionaires, professional athletes, celebrities, etc. If you actually are able to see one in a club, chances are the combination of bouncers, bodyguards, rich guys won't let you close enough to say a word to them. For these girls, the idea of being a playmate is degrading. They're busy doing calendar shoots in Bali and being flown in private jets to Brazil, not laying around with Hef, nothing against Hef, BTW. These girls are almost never, ever American and almost always either Eastern European or South American. I've only seen 4 or 5 in my life and only actually approached one, which lasted all of about 8 seconds. Differences in picking them up. A guy asked me in the comments recently what the psychological differences were in attracting girls like this versus normal girls. Although I still consider myself to have very limited experience with super hot chicks. Anyway, the most important thing to remember about hotter or super hot girls is that they're people too. They have interests, hobbies, insecurities, dreams, fears, ideas too. And so at the end of the day, you should still be treating them like people. The only noticeable difference with them is that they're used to being approached and hit on about 10x more than most hot girls. What that means for us is, they've seen every trick or line in the book. They've had tons of guys buy shit for them and do them favors since they were like 15, so they're probably over it. They're much more socially savvy than most simply because they've been exposed to so much interaction. They've met guys smarter than you, cooler than you, hotter than you, more interesting than you, and richer than you, and probably turned them down. In a nutshell, because they've been hit on 10x as much as your normal hot girl, the competition is much stiffer. Their standards are far higher, so you have to be attractive on many levels, inside and outside, with both your lifestyle and personality, etc. They tend to have incredibly strong frames and are masters at subtly dominating you and the conversation. Again, this isn't intentional by them, it's just developed by the fact that they've had guys being sexual towards them since they hit puberty. They've turned down more guys' advances than any of us have opened sets, so they're actually very good at it. You rarely get a fuck off or a don't talk to me from these girls. If they said that to guys, they'd be saying it 6 times a day. Really, the only way I've found to get through to them, again, in my limited experience, by connecting on a personal level quicker than most people. Typically, they're used to guys being very superficial with them or trying to impress them in superficial ways. So if you can get your foot in the door, easier said than done, remain calm and unreactive pretty hard, and connect with her on a personal level without coming across needy takes practice, then you have a shot. Again, I say I have limited experience with girls like this because I really only see girls of this caliber 1-2 times a month, and I live in a pretty big city. Most of the time and effort with these girls revolves around finding them in the first place. With that said, what I eventually found was a regular attractive girl with an insanely hot personality made me much happier, but I don't want to get Mr. Rogers on you guys. Are you frustrated by women? Get your dating life handled. Become an attractive man once and for all, without faking it or pretending to be someone you're not. Models, Attract Women Through Honesty has been referred to as the best book in the field by many, and has received 5-star reviews from all over the world. Learn more here. 3 big ideas that can change your life. Receive a free 21-page PDF with 3 life-changing ideas, as well as exclusive interviews and site updates. Enter your email below for instant access. Mark Manson is a writer, entrepreneur, and world traveler. He writes about empowering men through understanding their emotions and sexualities better. He is the author of. Mark has also created 3 interactive programs that have helped hundreds of men.